Go and Preach the Good News, written by Amanda Eidelman and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Mark 16, verse 15. And then he told them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone." Our lives can get so filled up with busyness, entertainment, family life, responsibilities, and on the list goes. We get so distracted that we forget to pursue one of the most central commands of our faith, to share the good news of Jesus with everyone. The world is lost, hurt, broken, confused, and searching. Believers hold the truth, the answer, the only hope for our dying world. This passage in Mark is known as the Great Commission from Jesus. Jesus speaks to his disciples from his resurrected body, offering them a parting charge to share God's story of love with the world. Jesus' work was complete, and now it was up to his followers to share the events they had witnessed with the world. God has always desired to partner with humanity to complete his good work. But the commission from Jesus greatly expanded who this message was for. The disciples and subsequent Jesus followers were now authorized to go into all the world to preach the gospel to all of humanity. The message the disciples were commissioned to share was the history of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. Telling others the meaning of these events and inviting whoever would listen to accept Jesus into their hearts so that they could enjoy the benefits of being part of God's family. As the disciples shared with others, they made more disciples who could reach more and more people with the story of Jesus. Today, that same mission endures. Believers are charged by Christ to share his story, heart, love, and the message of his generous offer of salvation with the world. How can you be intentional about sharing the good news of Jesus? Tiny actions done with purpose can make a big impact on the lives of those around us. When we are tuned into the Holy Spirit, he will guide us toward interactions that allow for us to share our faith with others. God's Spirit will give you the words to say and the boldness you need to step out in faith and share the message of his love with others. These moments may be simply being obedient to the nudge in your heart to text someone you love a verse that speaks to their situation. It could be realizing the pain of a neighbor and making a card for them, or writing them a letter telling them that God sees them and loves them. Sometimes it's making time to have coffee with a friend that you know could use a listening ear and offer to pray with them. Most people are open to an invitation to pray together, even if they're not a believer. It can be telling the story of Jesus to someone who has never heard it before. It could be joyfully supporting missionaries willing to travel to unreached people groups on our planet. You could even be the one who steps up to the pulpit to share a message of hope or travels the globe to spread God's news to those who haven't heard it. Whatever the action, no step of faith is too small for God to use to make an eternal difference in the life of another human. His word declares that all it takes is the faith of a mustard seed to move mountains. So let's prioritize sharing the good news, as our hurting world needs to hear this message more than ever before.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.